Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. It's really my pleasure to be here, and my deep appreciation for this hosting this event. I believe that after this discussion, we will have maybe really with the contribution of our German colleagues, more clear vision what has to be done in Ukraine to proceed finally with this PSBB. I would like to start my presentation with a brief statement on the media role in democratic society. We know that media role in democratic society might be different one, but when we are talking about democracy, first role is for media to keep people better informed on everything what is going on in the state, to help them to make informed choice, to be informed properly on the state policy, decision-making process, and public interest issue, etc. In a due democracy, media have an extra responsibility to provide citizens with civic education on the way public institutions operate and what democracy means in daily life, to foster different kinds of tolerance and promote civil society control over the operation of government, to integrate the society by agenda setting, forming public opinions, and common sense. Moreover, such media also have the duty to introduce the country to outside world, to foreigners, to demonstrate political and cultural diversity of their motherland. According to John Locke, there is no freedom if there is no law. It would be reasonable and fair to brief you, dear colleagues, on the Ukrainian legal framework in media field to better understand the Ukrainian realities in the area of public broadcast efforts. This morning we have been discussing a lot what was going on, but actually, believe me, I would like structure my presentation very brief way just to make it more understandable for you. Also, it is known the liberal laws and free market economy are ideal factors for media environment. Stable and media-friendly legislation is aimed to safeguard the freedom of speech and foster professional development on the one hand and support business operation in order to make money on the other. Well-functioning legal system is able to deal with any illegal activities and prevents peaceful enjoyment of rights and liberties. It's well known also that law exists not only to establish punishment for abusers. Law has the aim to set the rules which have to be properly adopted and timely publicized in order to be known by the citizens and to enable them to foresee possible legal consequences depending on the situation. Law has the power to establish the ground for any development, introduce policy principle, fix the frame and scope of authority, and establish consequences for any abuse. After the Declaration of Independence on August 24, 1991, young Ukrainian state faced the necessity to create its own legal system. The very first law related to media was the Law on Information, which was adopted on October 1992, which recognized information as a product of commercial activity and the subject to ownership rights. The law provides a definition of confidential information, personal data collection, introduces the information request as a tool to collect information from state agency, specifies what can be qualified as the abuse of information. This law prohibited hate speech, war propaganda, incitement to violence, terrorist attacks, national security issues, and threat to the territorial integrity, etc. Next law was Law on the Press Media, Print Press, put the end to state ownership and the press and created the legal framework, what was mentioned this morning, my colleague, for profit-oriented publishing businesses, individuals and legal entities, including foreigners, receive the rights to set up print media companies or to start commercial activity by means of newspaper magazine publishing. This law as well proclaimed editorial freedom and protection of the sources of information. Next law was the Law on Broadcasting. Introduced the rules for broadcasting in Ukraine, antitrust measures against monopoly and protection of national producers. The National Broadcast Council was established by this law as an independent body of 8 members nominated equally by President for and Parliament for, with the aim to deal with broadcasting frequency issues and licensing granting on competitive basis to those interested. The state secret law prescribes the criteria, policy, and timeframes for the state secret classified information. The Law Information Agency provided legal ground for the operation of Information Agency and the International Cooperation Development. The adoption of Constitution of Ukraine on June 28, 1996 finalized positive legislative efforts for creation of independent legal system within the first 5 years of independence. The Constitution fixed certain crucial issues for the young democracy, like separation of power, political, economic, and ideological plurality, censorship, prohibition, and responsibility of the state to its citizens. Significant improvement, according to the European standards, has been achieved with the new penal code adoption. For those who know, the Ukraine became a member of Council of Europe back to fall 1995. Penal code adoption. The libel and insult have been removed from the list of the crimes. Ukrainian Parliament has agreed that criminal penalty is not appropriate for the freedom of speech. New concept of human rights and protection of human dignity, reputation and privacy has been introduced by the new civil code in 2004. From that time, since now, substantive legal culture is required to balance the freedom of expression with the rights of other people. At the same time, amendments to the law on information regarding the public interest issue have provided privileged support to the private family life related information, as well as the right for the journalist to inform public on sensitive corruption related matter like nepotism, abuse of power committed by Ukrainian authority and public figures. The idea of public broadcasting has been on Ukraine's agenda for a long time. It seemed to be attractive, first of all, for media professionals who have been working under the state or media owners' pressure and sought independence. Back in July 1997, Verkhovna Rada, Ukrainian Parliament, adopted the law on public television system in Ukraine. The law has laid the ground for public broadcast company foundation, fixing up the main principles to be developed in details one day. Quote from the law: public broadcasting is based on the wide representation of different strata of the society, which through their representatives in the National Broadcast Council provide for the implementation of the programmatic concept and control the technical and commercial activities of the TV or radio company. The programmatic concept of public TV and radio broadcasting is periodically being reviewed, taking into account the trends of social development and the safeguard of the right of citizens to freely receive, use, and disseminate information. That company, by this law, was seen as a nationwide, non-profit, public-oriented media source to provide pluralistic, balanced information to the Ukrainian society. According to this law, the public broadcasting company was to be established by the parliament, to be funded from the viewer license fee, and be governed by the public council. Great law, I would say. The public council was supposed to be formed from civil society representatives and have the inclusive authority to approve PSB editorial concept, safeguard programming according to approved concept, appoint top-level management, and deal with a number of topics to ensure the independence of its operation. The public broadcast company was supposed to have priority in license granting. There have been few attempts to amend the law to transform the state-owned UT1 channel into PSB, however, without success. President Yushchenko vetoed the adopted by Rada on March 12, 2009, law on amending the law on public broadcasting, dated on March 12, 2009, which introduced a huge number of changes required for the implementation of public broadcasting in Ukraine. He vetoed that law on the ground of few provisions' non-constitutionality. and Parliament did not manage to overcome the veto. It has to be mentioned here that there was a very good draft of amendments developed by members of National Commission on Freedom of Speech, which was very active one day by the President Yushchenko office, but the Parliament did not manage to proceed with that, bill. There is a new way of public discussion at the moment in Ukraine, and my colleagues today, in this morning, introduced to you some trends in that in that movement. So number one is some initiative from President Yanukovych team with the introduction of a new, totally new concept of public broadcasting, totally opposite what was prescribed and still is prescribed by this law I mentioned back to 1997. Honestly speaking, the concept was not well thought through, and some of its idea contradicted the entire law of 1997. We should expect nothing good if the new draft will be based on this concept. The next step in public broadcast development was recently undertaken by opposition members. Mr. Andriy Shevchenko, Kaskyov, and Suslov introduced and registered with the Parliament new draft to amend the law from 1997. What that draft is about? This draft seems to be even more controversial, as it offers a different approach in public broadcasting governance area. According to this draft, PSB has to be founded by government decision. Public council members have to be appointed 9 out of 15 under submission from present in parliament fractions and 6 nominated by NGO which have been registered to act as a journalist organization or in media-related field. Thus, no mechanism is offered to balance political interest within the public council, and no wide public representation is secured. Finally, funding is supposed to occur from state budget in a fixed amount of no less than 0.05% of state budget allocated for specific year. Advertising and sponsoring are prohibited. Moreover, the council, according to this new draft, will have no right to oversee the program implementation, as such function is seen by authors of the bill as a censorship attempt. To sum it up, the question arises, why does it take so long for Ukraine to manage this business? Why well-known essential features for public broadcasting, such as independent funding, wide public representation to guarantee the representation of a great variety of interests and viewpoints, balancing forces in the council, and deep council involvement into programming issue in order to secure public interest are neglected by Ukrainian authority and still not reflected in the law to make it Ukrainian reality? Why it is so difficult to proceed and to implement world-known experience on public broadcasting in Ukraine? Lack of political will? Misunderstanding of the public broadcasting philosophy? Lack of public interest? In fact, the most active group in pushing this issue forward are journalists. They see it as an alternative to commercial and state-owned TV, where freedom of expression will be guaranteed. And it should be some proactive group, but what is lacking, and was mentioned during the discussion, that there is no data collected from the audience, no data collected on the public interest to have this public broadcast introduced in the country. The Amsterdam Protocol of the EU Treaty notifies that public service broadcasters fulfill function of essential importance for the state and society. PSB are directly related to the democratic, social, and cultural needs of every society. So we can say that public broadcasting, it's about society needs. Therefore, on the one hand, the organization of public service broadcasters lies, as Amsterdam Protocol recognizes, only within the competence of the member state. So it should be present political will to proceed within a specific state. On the other hand, the organizational structure has to reflect the specific remit of those units, as well as their independence from the state and state bodies. PSB in many countries, like in Germany, we discussed this experience in NKV now, is a matter of society, and broadcasting institutions are seen as some kind of trustee for the society. Public broadcasting is working to fulfill democratic, social and cultural function, and that is why here a huge need of in supervision by society. There is a gross misunderstanding or illusion, I would say, among Ukrainian media professionals regarding total freedom for journalists with PSB introduction. Unlike private broadcasting content, the law is silent with the exception of preventing abuse or applying legal consequences after abuse has occurred. Public broadcasting programming has to be governed by law in a way that its public remit implies standards and goals which, inter alia, public programs have to follow. Here we should refer to Council of Europe policy in this area. A Parliamentary Assembly of Council Europe Recommendation 1407 from 1999, Media and Democratic Culture. They say public service broadcasting, which should not be confused with state-owned media, has traditionally been considered as a guarantee that all segments of the public, including minority groups, are provided with programs that are impartial and varied, free of government or partisan interference, comprising information, education, culture, and entertainment. In reality, though, it is often subject to political and economic pressure and to increasing competition from commercial broadcasting, which is becoming cheaper and more readily available due to the new information technology. It was a quote from that paper. The Parliament and the Assembly of Council Europe has over the years adopted a number of recommendations which contained, among the other things, important statements on public service broadcasting and the responsibility of the state for creating favorable legal, institutional and financial conditions needed for PSB to be able to perform its obligations. Those are: number one, PSB is directly related to the democratic, social, cultural needs of the society and media pluralism. Next one, comprehensive mission of PSB is about wide range of programming in order to address society as a whole. Next, suitable balance of entertainment, culture, spectacles and education, natural overlap with commercial broadcasting in popular genders, sport, comedy, drama, news and current affairs. PSB can legitimately seek to reach wide audience. PSB important to promote new audiovisual and information services and new technologies. And finally, PSB organization may legitimately compete on the market as long as public funding is not used to distort competition. Public service broadcasting in Europe needs a clear direction and framework to be to the proper implementation. Policy in the legal institution and financial framework should be developed on the basis of extensive analysis of contemporary circumstances. Media policy concerning PSB should serve the public and national interest and not any sectoral, political or economic matters. Passet stated also that the situation in fledgling PSB organization in Central and Eastern European countries requires special effort. It is not enough to expect them to conform to general European standards. For instance, the appointment of members of PSB supervisory body by Parliament in an established democratic country with a highly developed political culture is a different process from the same procedure in an unconsolidated democracy. Appointment or nomination of members of broadcasting regulatory authority and the supervisory and managerial body of PSB should, whenever possible, be taken out of the hands of politicians and entrusted to civil society and professional bodies. So, in highly politicized society, this procedure is not without its risk. It reduces the direct power of politicians over PSB. The development of civil society and rule of law as the only elements of the democratic system capable of driving forward the consolidation of democracy and maturation of political culture. This applies to PSB as much as to any other field of life. Equally important are efforts to assist the professional growth of journalists and other program makers. Still, the primary responsibility rests with policy and lawmakers. Rephrasing John Mill, we can state, that there will be no public broadcast in Ukraine until there will be proper law. Thank you.